A court hearing will be held in July to decide whether sexual offences charges against former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson goes to trial. The MP for Lagan Valley is charged with rape and 10 other historical offences involving two alleged victims who cannot be identified for legal reasons. His wife, 58-year-old Eleanor Donaldson, faces four charges, including aiding and abetting. Both deny the charges. A solicitor for Geoffrey Donaldson today confirmed that he will not seek re-election in the next UK general election. Let's speak to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, who joins us now. Tell us more, Vincent.
Well, Gavin, this is a very short case review hearing today in Newry Magistrates Court. In fact, Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife, Eleanor, have been told at their first appearance a few weeks back that they didn't have to appear today, so they didn't appear in court in person. Inside the court is a very short meeting. A lawyer for the Public Prosecution Service said the case is progressing quite expeditiously. She said that following consultations with solicitors acting for both defendants, it had been agreed that a preliminary inquiry can be heard on the 3rd of July. Now, that inquiry, Gavin, is to establish whether there's sufficient evidence to send Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife to trial in Crown Court over these offences. As I say, that hearing will take place on the 3rd of July. Before that, on the 12th of June, there will be a further case review hearing. But since Geoffrey Donaldson was arrested and charged last month and stood down with immediate effect as DUP leader, there's been a lot of criticism, a lot of calls for him to stand down immediately as MP for Lagan Valley as well, but he's held on to that position. Now, outside court today, a solicitor for Mr Donaldson, John McBurney, he again stressed that his client strenuously denies all of these charges against him, and he confirmed that he will not seek re-election but will not be standing down with immediate effect, as we can hear now.
I can indicate that it is not Geoffrey's intention, of course, to stand for re-election. He will be concentrating on the case and defending the charges. He is continuing as the MP at the present time. There's various matters to be dealt with, constituency matters and administrative matters to do with his offices and so forth. And that's really all that can be said at this stage.
That solicitor for Geoffrey Donaldson, John McBurney, speaking outside court today. And that ends our report by our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. More on the news at one after this break.